It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined today by Courtney Murrow, the administrator at the Mitchell County Health Department. She joins us today because school is getting underway for some in our area. Concordia starting today, Beloit tomorrow, and others will be up and running, hopefully smoothly, by the end of next week, and then certainly by Labor Day. And Courtney joins us here this morning. Courtney, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I am not bad. It is a Wednesday, so we can see the weekend from here, and I would imagine
there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
I hope so. Absolutely. Speaking of light at the end of the tunnel, I think that's kind of what we're going with, aren't we, in regards to the whole COVID-19 issues we've been dealing with for the last 5 months, is that people are certainly fatigued by all that, and they're looking for that light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's kind of looking for that light right now.
So let's start off with, where do things stand in Mitchell County in regards to, are there any active cases, hospitalizations? Can you update us on all that?
Absolutely. Right now we have no active cases in Mitchell County. So I feel like we're sitting pretty good. Obviously that can change at any time, but we'll take it while we can. We have had 28 total cases since March, and we don't have any hospitalizations, at least that I'm aware of.
That's excellent news. Glad to hear that type of report. So we certainly have heard this for quite some time, but in case people need a reminder or maybe not fully aware or maybe a little bit confused, what should people do now here in the month of August, since we know a little bit more about COVID-19, if you think you have COVID-19 or have symptoms that might be consistent with COVID-19?
Absolutely. If you feel that you have symptoms that may, or, you know, be COVID-19 or influenza, or really, because a lot of those symptoms are pretty similar, go home, isolate yourself, monitor your symptoms, talk with your healthcare provider, but please, please call ahead prior to going to any medical facility. That makes a huge difference in lessening the exposure to our healthcare providers.
Do you have any advice for folks going back to school? Because that has certainly been a hot topic throughout the country as to, well, do I send my kids to school? And I've said this many times before on the air. I wouldn't want to be in your position. I definitely right now, today, wouldn't want to be in administrators' positions, because it seems like everything is changing hour by hour, minute by minute.
Absolutely. It's been such a tough decision for parents. I mean, it's already a little difficult. You're sending your kids back to school. It's kind of, it makes you kind of nervous, but then you have a pandemic going on, and that just heightens everything. We're just highly encouraging same things we have before. Please don't send your kids if they have any symptoms of COVID-19. And like I said, symptoms of COVID-19 mimic a lot of the symptoms of influenza. So if they're showing any of those symptoms, please do not send them. Hand hygiene, would that be washing your hands or using hand sanitizer? I know this year there's been a lot of questions about masks and wearing masks in school. And so if that's a requirement, we that's a requirement, and we really want you to do that. And if your child falls in the highly recommended phase, again, we would highly consider you at least try. Very similar things to how it's been in years past.
Could the temperature checks, I think most schools are doing this in regards to when school starts, they're going to have, and we went through this the other day, went in the school to meet the teachers of our 11-year-old and 6-year-old, and it didn't take very much time at all in regards to a temperature check. And then there are going to be lots of cleaning, disinfecting, I've heard defogging. Obviously the idea is to limit germs and viruses and so forth and so on, and so much talk about COVID-19, but could that also be something that could really turn out to be a positive thing when it comes to the flu, because we know that there's usually some type of flu outbreak once school starts or later on in the school season?
Absolutely. You know, the CDC says that influenza can live on a surface for up to 48 hours, and so that additional cleaning, the additional measures they're putting in place, even wearing masks, could... we could potentially see a decrease in influenza this year. At least we hope so.
So the
flu, added benefit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so the flu season is coming. We know it's coming at some point or another. How can people, because I think this is going to be the very interesting part, when we do have flu cases, or if people believe they have the flu, is trying to differentiate between, all right, do I possibly have COVID, or do I have the flu? And of course, if you're obviously not self-diagnosing yourself, you're not a doctor, you probably have to find that stuff out. But talk about the challenge there for folks, because there are so many different symptoms now that could be somehow associated with COVID-19, and some obviously overlap to the flu.
Sure. It is going to be difficult. You know, it's going to be challenging. It's going to, we've kind of got to roll with what's happening. There are a lot of signs and symptoms that are really similar: fever, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, sore throat, runny nose, muscle aches, headache. Those are all things that can happen in both influenza and COVID. A lot of times, we kind of get a misconception that influenza is the stomach virus, stomach bug. Influenza is a respiratory virus, such as COVID is. I think one of the more significant symptoms I see in COVID, or that we're seeing in COVID versus influenza, is that loss of taste and smell. Mm-hmm. And so, again, not everyone has that symptom. Not everyone has all of the symptoms. They may have one or two, or they may have no symptoms at all. And so if we do have someone that tests positive for COVID and we do that case investigation, which means we call them and we talk to them and we identify who they've been around, We ask them what their symptoms have been and things like that. So if you start to show symptoms, kind of think to yourself, have you been somewhere where you could have possibly been exposed? Are you around a known positive person? That will make a huge difference. And one of those things, again, please go home, please isolate, monitor your symptoms, and contact your healthcare provider.
Courtney Murrow, the Mitchell County Health Department Administrator, is our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So the flu season, as we talk about, we're going to have to deal with one way or the other, hopefully with the temperature checks and cleaning, disinfecting, defogging, and whatever else. That will limit the flu a little bit more this year. But there's still flu shots that people can get, and they will be available, correct?
Absolutely. We anticipate administering flu shots in September, probably mid-September.
Okay, and you sometimes go out to businesses, but the people, if what they want to set up an appointment, is that how that would have to work to get a flu shot?
Yes, so just due to everything, we haven't been doing walk-in for a few months, but we're really great about getting people in pretty quickly. So if you call us, we can get you in quickly. Another thing that we've done for years is we do outreach clinics in the community. So we go to the surrounding counties and do them. If a business calls and requests us to come out and give flu shots, we will. And when we do that, we will give all the education of what we kind of expect and how it will work, so we can, you know, limit exposure to us, limit exposure to them. But yeah, that's something we've done for a long time, and businesses really do appreciate that, because we're able to come out and give flu shots to their employees that request it, and they don't have to take time off work to do so.
How have the discussions gone in regards to talking with school administrators, because certainly you need to let them know, and they're asking for your expertise. At the same time, you don't know exactly the situation that, you know, the schools may be going through. So you guys are trying to work together to come up with the best plan, right?
Absolutely. You know, what we're doing, and I've had a great communication with all the schools. The schools in our community have been tremendous to work with. And it's difficult because, as everyone knows, things in the state level change frequently. So we're just trying to roll with what's being put out and do the best we can and implement the changes as they occur. And we all know, myself included and the administrators of the schools, we all know that things are going to change. And when they do, we just have to take it for what it is and go with it. But, yeah, they email me questions or call me and things like that. And I'm more than happy to take those questions.
So we talked about school, and it will be interesting because I know some schools are, in essence, kind of going to be in a pod situation, so that if somebody would, a kid would have COVID-19, they could contact trace pretty easily and know who they were around. I think the elementary would be a little bit easier to do that, from what I've talked with people about. Whereas high school, you have kids that are in a certain class 1 hour, then they're in a different class another hour, and then that will be a little bit more difficult, I would imagine. But how are schools, or what are you hearing across the state in regards to how will people deal with a positive case? We're going to deal with positive cases. It's going to happen probably in every single school district. What, you know, you don't want to necessarily shut everything down just because of one case, but at the same time, you want to keep people safe. So what are the thoughts about going about things that way, so you don't just have one case and then, all right, all the schools shut down?
Absolutely. So I can't speak for the state, but as for our county, I have discussed this with all of our schools, and they're all planning on, you know, either have already done it or will do some contact tracing education, just so they understand that when we call them, this is the sort of thing that we're going to go through. And we've had a lot of discussion about it, a lot of education about that. They're doing the training. We have worked on putting some education out there for the parents or having that available, and for the students. I mean, for the elementary school students, depending on their age, again, that will be we're hoping it would be a little bit better to contact trace because of the setting they're in. They don't rotate classrooms a lot. But in the high school and junior high setting where they do rotate classes, it's really important that we educate the students as to what is a close contact and what, you know, what are the parameters. And if you do start to show symptoms or test positive, these are the kind of questions we're going to ask you. So really just giving education ahead of time so they're prepared for it. And then if we have to call them for some reason, it's not the first time they've ever heard this information.
Courtney Murrow, the Mitchell County Health Department Administrator, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. All right, one more for you, and that is the sports angle. What are you hearing? What are the advice that you're receiving? And then what are you telling people in regards to handling things and trying to keep things safe for sports teams so that they can have some type of season?
Sure. I mean, we all know that anything can happen at any time, but we're still just recommending the exact same things.
Mm-hmm.
With the sports teams, those are the same individuals or the same kids that are going to be around each other, you know, during school. But we do still recommend social distance as much as possible. Wear your mask as much as possible. I mean, we understand that when you're running on a football field, wearing a mask is not necessarily always going to be feasible or anything like that. But if you're going to go to a sporting event, please, please wear a mask. Please social distance as much as possible and use hand hygiene. And just please follow the recommendations from the school. I know that it's been difficult for the schools. They're having to change the way they've done things for a long time, and it's not been easy. But they really are doing the best they can to keep students in the school as long as possible and not have to alter and go to a hybrid or a distant learning plan.
It's amazing how things have changed, and it does seem like it's been two or three years since this all started, and it was actually really back in March when we really got kickstarted with COVID-19 in our country and some things getting shut down, including sports and schools. But how important is it for kids to get that interaction and to because I know I saw my 6-year-old and 11-year-old the other day when we went in and met their teachers, and their eyes lit up, and that right there told me, yes, this is what they need. And I'm certainly crossing my fingers and toes to hoping that we're going to have at least a good portion of the school year. You know, I hope that we don't go a week and then everything's shut down, because that would be, you know, tough for the kids. And it is a very delicate, you know, between a rock and a hard place type of situation, because we know there's a mental health aspect to this that I'm sure you've seen.
Oh, absolutely. There's a social emotional aspect. There's that mental health aspect. Those are all critically important, just as the education portion of it is. And I'm speaking because I have two children also who are going to school, and I really want them to be there also. I would say also right now the way we're looking is, if we do have a positive case, and let's say we do have to go to hybrid or distance learning, you know, that may just be for a period of time. That's not to say we can't ever go, you know, once we go hybrid or distance learning, that we can't ever go back to in person. Maybe it's kind of like with influenza where you have to shut down for a little bit and then you come back. Versus in March when we shut down, we just shut down. We did all distance learning. So right now the way it's kind of looking at the state level is, if you do have to go to a hybrid plan or a distance learning plan, they may not be forever. It could just be for a little while, and then we can go back. And so that's kind of one thing that I'd like to put out there to individuals is, if that happens, kind of hold tight. Let's do what we need to do, and then hopefully we can get back into the classrooms again.
That's good advice. What is the most common question or questions that you receive now that we're about 5-6 months into this?
A couple of common questions. When will there be a vaccine available?
Yeah.
And when will this no longer be a pandemic? And when will we be over this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those are all million-dollar questions. I don't have the answers to those. The state doesn't have the answer to those at this time. So I wish I had answers for everyone, but unfortunately I don't.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Nobody in the world, I think, has the answer to questions.
And I really think that the next month will kind of really show what it's going to be like being in school, because across the United States, schools are opening back up, and we've seen a lot of that on the news already. So we'll see what happens over the next month.
Yeah, it will be interesting. Courtney Murrow, Michigan County Health Department Administrator. Courtney, we appreciate your time. We appreciate everything that you and the health department do. I know it's never easy, especially with things like this, but you guys are doing a great job. We appreciate the time, and we'll stay in touch, okay?
All right, sounds great.
Courtney Murrow, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.